Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The European Court of Human Rights ruled last week in favour of a group of elderly Swiss women who had argued that their government's inadequate efforts to combat climate change put them at risk of dying during heat waves. The verdict, which can't be appealed, is a potential turning point for climate action. It could compel the Swiss government to take greater action on reducing emissions, like revising Switzerland's 2030 emissions reductions targets to get in line with the Paris Agreement. Anne Maurer is the co-president of the group that filed the climate lawsuit.
The ruling today is a historic ruling, and we are really, really happy to have carried this all the way to the European Court of Human Rights. Our country should do what it has not done until now, meaning to take ambitious measures to protect our health and protect the future for all of us.
Court President Shifra O'Leary said the Swiss government had violated the human rights to a private and family life by failing to put in place sufficient domestic policies to tackle climate change.
This included a failure to quantify, through a carbon budget or otherwise, national greenhouse gas emissions limitations.
The European Court's ruling, brought by more than 2,000 elderly women, could have a ripple effect across Europe and beyond, setting a precedent for how courts deal with the rising tide of climate litigation. Lucy Maxwell is co-director of Climate Litigation Network.
I think today's ruling is a huge boost to the climate litigation movement that's happening in Europe and around the world. The court's ruling in the Swiss case is of huge significance because it affirms that the European Convention on Human Rights applies to the climate crisis, that governments have legal duties to act, and they've upheld the right of people to go to court and challenge their government's weak climate action. So I think this is a huge moment for all of those communities in the 100 cases or so around the world who are taking their governments to court.
But in a sign of the complexities of climate litigation, the court rejected two similar climate-related cases. The first, brought by six young people from Portugal against 32 European governments, including Ireland, and another by the former mayor of a low-lying French coastal town.
So the Portuguese youth climate case was a very ambitious climate case because, as you say, they were taking 32 governments to court together, and that's never been done before. And they were trying to establish new legal principles because of the nature of the climate crisis. And the European Court took an approach which is more traditional, which is that the main government that those Portuguese young people could take to court is the Portuguese government. And so what the European Court has said is, the country that you're living in is the main government that has responsibilities to protect you, and that's the first port of call for a climate case, is to take it to the national courts. So I think it is a reflection of the complexity of that case, but they were asking for new rules because of the nature of climate change. We know that it's a problem that all governments contribute to, and that's why they wanted to sue those governments together. They didn't succeed today, but that doesn't mean that that kind of exploration won't keep happening, because we know that legal principles do need to evolve to reflect the complex nature of climate change.
One of the Portuguese youth applicants is Claudia Agostino.
Well, we're very proud about today. Obviously, we were first a bit disappointed, but the fact that the Swiss senior woman won was amazing, and it was a win for everyone. And now I think today we made history. I don't know what the next steps will be. We haven't discussed it and we didn't have time for it, but it was a very happy day today.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg attended the hearing in support of the Portuguese group.
And this is only the beginning of climate litigation. All over the world, more and more people are taking their government to court, holding them responsible for their actions.
Switzerland has committed to cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2030 from 1990 levels. Bern had proposed stronger measures to deliver the goal, but voters rebuffed them in a 2021 referendum as too burdensome. The verdict could also influence future rulings at the Strasbourg court, which had put six other climate cases on hold, pending last week's decisions. And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.